Chinese President Hu Jintao rarely meets with lower-ranking visitors. And the fact that he sat down Wednesday with President Barack Obama's economic advisor, Larry Summers, and National Security Advisor Thomas Donilon, some analysts believe is significant.
That suggests that the discussions that had occurred during the previous several days in Beijing had gone very well.
Kenneth Lieberthal is the China Center director with Washington, D.C.'s Brookings Institution, a government policy research group.
So the president, who was now prepared to associate himself with a line of argument that says this is an extremely important relationship, we should not overstress our differences, we should be able to work out things, tensions should be reduced, and so forth.
The White House says the talks touched on a wide range of topics, including North Korea and Iran, as well as economic and security issues. The meeting comes after months of discord, and as the two countries continue to grapple with trade disputes. The lagging global economy is also translating into political pressure. Lieberthal notes that with some U.S. lawmakers running for re-election this November, and China already into its succession politics, the leaders of both countries are going to face increasing challenges.
Given the combination of politics and of economic concerns, I think both political leaders are going to have to be prepared to expend a fair amount of political capital to keep their trade relationship from slipping into a more contentious posture.
In November, American voters will elect new legislators in both the House of Representatives and the Senate. Chinese President Hu Jintao is slated to step down from office in 2012. Professor Patrick Chovanec of Beijing's Tsinghua University says trade relations are very tense.
People have been wondering for some time now whether there's going to be a trade war breakout between the United States and China. Well, in many ways, for the past several months, there has been a low-level trade war.
Chovanec notes that every week or so, there is another anti-dumping finding from one side or the other, and sanctions being imposed. Just this week, the U.S. Department of Commerce approved a preliminary anti-subsidy ruling against Chinese aluminum exporters, a move that could force Chinese firms in the field to withdraw from the U.S. market. Next week, U.S. lawmakers will meet to consider what government action is needed to address China's exchange rate policy.
I think that it's not so much the pressure of the upcoming elections. I think it's going to have a lot to do with whether we see any substantial change in the Chinese exchange rate.
Asia analyst Gordon Zhang is a columnist for Forbes magazine, who says there are bills in the U.S. House of Representatives and Senate that have a good chance of being approved.
It looks fairly likely that if there is really no change in the value of the renminbi, there is going to be some legislation that will come out of Congress. I don't know if President Obama will veto it or not, but this is going to be a very high-stakes game.
Patrick Chovanec of Beijing's Tsinghua University says that while it is unclear whether U.S. and Chinese officials reached any new agreements during their meetings, both agree on the importance of the issue.
So I'm not so sure that there's a substantive agreement on this, but I think at least there's a recognition that it's an issue that is coming to a boil and needs to be talked through between the two countries.
Lieberthal notes that while it appears China is unwilling to move on the currency issue, it is likely that it will make efforts in other areas, including resuming military-to-military dialogues. China sidelined military-to-military dialogues earlier this year after Washington announced a new arms deal with Taiwan. But analysts say that if the relationship continues to sour, it will not only stall any improvement in U.S.-China ties, but could also further delay an expected visit by Mr. Hu to the United States. William Ide, VOA News, Washington.